Blog Talk Radio.
Why, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's program. This is Teresa Banks, and if you'd like to dial in and listen to the show, or if you have any questions or comments, please dial 626-213-5738. And if you'd like to leave any comments or ask any questions, you can just press the number 1 in which to do so. Now, I was playing that little mysterious music at the start of today's program because it is a mystery to me on why my guest has not yet dialed in. Her name is Sylvia Hubbard, and she is an author out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And she has written 4 paperback books, over 10 e-books, and something tells me that with today, or I should say overnight, having switched over time-wise, you know, we went through this daylight savings time thing, that she perhaps may have actually dialed in an hour ago. So what I'm going to do is play a little more music and see if she dials in, and if by the end of this song I have not heard from her or she has not dialed into the program. I do have a lineup of a discussion still on the subject of publishing that I'd like to talk to you about, and I will proceed in getting started. So let me play some music. If we don't have Sylvia, we will still carry on. Talk to you a little bit after the music. Why, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you again for tuning into today's program. Again, I had a special guest scheduled for today, Sylvia Hubbard, and so far I've not heard from her, so again, I'm going to proceed on and talking to you about the subject of publishing. And hopefully I didn't name her Sylvia Frederick earlier. I've been playing my girlfriend, sister girlfriend's music over the past couple of days, Sylvia Frederick's beautiful music of gospel. So it's Sylvia Hubbard that I was expecting to hear from today. So what I'll do is reschedule her, no worries, for a different day. And as I said, I still want to continue on with this subject of publishing. I myself have put out 4 different books, 2 works of nonfiction and 2 works of fiction. I've done a number of different workshops at libraries and various settings, and I tell you, it's amazing how much great work is out there, how many people want to write, whether it be their autobiography or whether or not they just have some subject matter that's been swimming around in their head that they really want to get out. So first and foremost, when you think about publishing and writing and the fact that you've always had this story, I mean, I've talked to some people that have held poetry since high school and other people that have had all these stories from the past, either from their own lifestyles and experiences or from family members and friends that they really want to put down. Well, the first step when it comes to getting that manuscript put in book form is to finish it. I mean, I know that sounds pretty basic and pretty straightforward, but you have to get it out of your head and typed up. And you may want to start by just putting together an outline and just trying to determine how you're going to put your thoughts together and work things out. What I usually do is literally a spiral notebook. I love to put things together kind of in outline form, real general terms, and then just start writing using my spiral notebook, and then I start typing it into my laptop. So perhaps something like that may actually work for you. But the bottom line is you have to get that story out. And as you're writing it, don't rewrite as you go. One thing that sometimes we're notorious for doing as we're trying to get our story out and our ideas out is we start going back and we change a sentence. Before we know it, we're changing a paragraph and then an entire chapter. And you certainly don't want to do that. You want to just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, and then go back and do the editing. Now, sometimes people ask, well, you know, this whole thing with editing, I'm not that really good at it, and so what can I do? Who can I reach out to that can help me? And you can go to journalism students that are at your local colleges or universities and see if you can hire someone. There are a number of different companies that are out there. I know when I wrote my first book, Woman of Integrity, I hired an editing company and put together a contract that we both signed. I wanted it clear and understood that regardless of what they changed, it was still my work, period, the end. So make sure that you don't get into your head that you have to do everything when it comes to this whole writing venture. If you need help along the way, even when it comes down to editing, make sure that you get that help. And then once you have your work put together, and you, let's say you have it typed up, you use Microsoft Word, and you have it typed up and put together, then you have to think about, how am I going to publish this manuscript? And there are different routes that you can take. You could take the route of deciding that you want to select a publishing company, or you could take the more entrepreneurial route and the more control route, as I like to say all the time, where you're doing everything, you're under the control of everything by self-publishing. So what I'm going to do is play a little music for you and take a short break, and when I come back, I'll talk about the differences between those two and how you can go about either going with the publisher or self-publishing. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I had to play something with a little drum beat there in honor and joy of my little nephew, who I love to give gifts, musical type gifts to, and I'm always on his parents' his hit list in regards to always giving him instruments to play. And the last instrument I gave him was the drum. So, nephew, that was a little salute to you. Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, my guest Sylvia Hubbard has not been able to join me today, and I'm kind of thinking it probably had something to do with the clocks changing over, but nevertheless, I have started the discussion here on the publishing industry and how one can go about becoming published. And I said at this point I wanted to talk with you on the two angles that you can go, whether you're going to go the route of using a publishing company or the route of self-publishing. Now, when it comes to the publishing route, I mean, you need to kind of say to yourself, what kind of dollars am I looking to make? I mean, if you're looking to step into the publishing industry and probably get the better bang, the bigger amount of royalties, hopefully, then you may want to go the publishing route. I mean, perhaps in the beginning, you may start off with a low royalty check. But when you're working with agents and you're working with publishers, they know the industry. And if they've picked you up, that means they're willing to take a chance on you and your work. Now, one thing you can do if you do want to go that route is you can see if you can get latched on to a literary agent. Now, this is a person that knows the business back and forth, kind of like the recording industry, where you have someone working on your behalf, someone who knows from a literary standpoint the type of publishers that would be willing to pick up your work of poetry or your work of nonfiction or fiction. And then on top of that, the literary agent will tap you into that publishing company. And if you don't want to go that route where you're kind of sharing your dollars with that agent, then you can look for a publishing company on your own. There's an outstanding book that has been out for a number of years called Writer's Market. And starting in 1999, they actually began combining things and not only listing off publishing companies you can contact and reach out to send your manuscript to see if they'll pick you up, but they also began listing literary agents. So that book, that Writer's Market book, became like a one-stop shop that authors could go to find the two. And it's everything's listed by genre. It is outstanding, and it's great. So please check it out, whether or not you want a literary agent or not, or if you want a publisher or not. And keep in mind that both are going to want some dollars. They're going to give you a piece of the pie, but you're going to be splitting your royalties between that literary agent if you choose to use one, or with that publishing house if you decide to go that publishing house route. Now, with self-publishing, I remember back in the day when I was writing my first book, Woman of Integrity, which actually had a completely different name when I first started that book. It was called Tantra's Web. And it was prior to the internet becoming as popular as it is now. And I kept having agents and publishing companies tell me they thought the book was a mystery because it was called Tantra's Web, and the name changed over then to Woman of Integrity. But I remember during those days when I had talked to other authors about self-publishing, and I swear to you, they told me they were taking out loans. One gentleman even said he had gotten out a second mortgage on his house to pay for self-publishing. And I thought, this is not the route that I think I want to take. And so I spent years trying to find a publishing house to pick up my work before I finally decided I think I can go this self-publishing route. And what happened was, the reason I was able to go that route is because there were other means in which to do so. And let me explain that a little bit. I mean, nowadays, if you want to self-publish, you can use a print-on-demand company. There are companies out there like Lulu.com, Exlibris.com, iUniverse.com, Trafford.com, and I tell you a zillion and one others that you can check into that will help you create your book, one book at a time, in paperback, hardcover, and ebook form. They also have a number of other ways that they help you market your product, whether it be by giving you a free website, helping you to get your ISBN, which stands for your International Standard Book Number, helping you to copyright your work. I mean, they are just wonderful. They will also tend to have a contract, just as any other type of company will, and they will help you in setting the price of your book and creating the cover. So certainly check them out. And the expenses tend to be pretty low. I mean, you're spending hundreds of dollars a lot of times to start off with their basic package. So certainly check them out. And then the other route under the self-publishing umbrella is to use a printing company. And by owning my own publishing company, LSEC Publishing, I use a printing company. And when I do that, the main company, or excuse me, I should say the only company I've ever used is Morris Publishing. They are outstanding, in my humble opinion. I'm by no means saying that they are the absolute best or their costs are the cheapest, if that's the route you're trying to use, but they are true professionals. They've been in business an extremely long time. They have a great staff and a great team, and you can go over to their website, morrispublishing.com, and order a copy of their free publishing guide, or you can just take a look at their publishing guide there online. So certainly take a look at them, and as far as my books are concerned, when I have books that I'm looking to put out, I am going to stick with Morris Publishing. Now, when you're using a printing company, I mentioned a few minutes ago with print-on-demand companies that they're printing your books one at a time. Now, with printing companies, there's usually a minimum number of books, could be 100, could be 200, that you have to purchase at a time. So really pay attention to the contracts you're signing to find out what that minimum number of books is, and not only just that minimum, but if you have to pay where the printers kind of go on a little bit further, overrun type books, you usually have to pay for some of those as well, a certain percentage of those as well. Could be, let's say, for example, you order 200, you may have to pay for 210 or 212 books, something like that. So certainly take a look at printing companies. I love using Morris Publishing. I love the fact that I can order a set number of books from a printing company and have them right there on hand when I'm doing my book signings. I can also set the price of what I want my book to look like. I can work with Morris Publishing or a printing company that you choose to work with. You can work with them in setting up what you want your cover to look like and how you like your work design. And they will even send you a proof if you desire to have that proof sent out so you can see how your book will be formatted before it's actually printed. So certainly look up print-on-demands and printing companies and consider the self-publishing route, but just know up front it's a lot of work. Like I said earlier, you don't have to do all the work. You can recruit people to help you along the way, but it is a lot of work. You have control over everything from start to finish, from the time that work comes out of your head and it's typed up and it's edited and it's sent off to someone to do the printing of that book, to the time it comes back from that manuscript form into that hardcover or that paperback book, to the point that you're actually booking your book signings and you're going to market and promote your work. So there's a whole lot that you really have to put into it, and there's a lot of effort and time and patience that you have to have with it, but you can certainly do it and get the job done. I'm going to take another little musical break here, and once I come back, I am going to talk about some of the more technical details when it comes to publishing your work. I'll be back in just a few more minutes. Let me play a little bit more of those drums for my nephew. We'll be right back. Okay, I just want to do a little bit of the drums. Not too much, especially if you're listening to this real early. You probably don't want to hear all those drums in your head. Now, just wrapping up today's show, a few technical details. I talked about copywriting your work and ISBNs. You know, when it comes to copywriting, your work is your work for your whole lifetime plus an additional number of years, usually 50 or more years. So just know that in your head up front when you put your work together. Now, there's always what they call the poor man or the poor woman's method of copywriting, where you can stick your book, your manuscript, I should say, inside of a mailer and mail it to yourself and not open it. Then you have that postmark on there that indicates when your book was put together, along with the copyright line that you have on the page inside. And if you never open that, that's always proof, too, that it is your work. But make sure that you get that official copyright done, and it's done through the Library of Congress in Washington. You can Google them and look them up to find out what the costs are and the details. And when my last book came out, Surviving a Layoff, I could not believe that it took over 2 years to receive my official copyright document in the mail. So just be mindful as you're going through this copyright process. It could take a little time to get that official document. In between time, you're welcome to still go ahead and go ahead and sell copies of your book, but just know that it could take a little time in order to get that official copyright document. Now, I also talked about the ISBN, and I tell you, in self-publishing, again, when you're doing all these different little tasks, when I receive my ISBN set of numbers, and it's something that's distributed by a company called R.R. Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, you can Google them and look them up as well, they manage the ISBN numbers that link you as the author to that work that has been put out there and published. And again, it stands for International Standard Book Number. And each book, each individual book, has just one set of numbers. And it's like a 11-digit number before, and now it's a 13-digit number. And it's kind of like the Social Security number to a book. And I'll never forget when I contacted R.R. Bowker and I received my first set of 10 numbers for 10 individual books. And I thought to myself, boy, I've spent all this money on getting these set of numbers. I could have bought like a whole outfit of clothes for the cost of this. But again, it's truly worth it for what it represents. And as a result, you want to be careful if you go, for example, the print-on-demand route and they offer up one of their ISBN numbers for free for you to use. Just keep in the back of your head that when you do that, if you choose to do that and use their number, which usually you have to, that you're using their number that's linked back to their company. And in a nutshell, that number tells people how to find you, how to find your work. And you want to be mindful of that and using print-on-demand, because if you've used some company that may go out of business, then you now have to still circle back and get your own set of ISBN numbers anyway. So, again, really be careful. Now, a final question and point that I wanted to talk about is in regards to marketing your work and distributing it, doing these book signings. Oh, man, that's like where the real work comes in, calling libraries, checking out different events, book fairs, setting up your own pluggers or your own business cards or your website and trying to market your book. I mean, you're out there. People don't know who you are. You could have written a masterpiece. I mean, consider someone like J.K. Rowling if no one ever knew who she was and all of these fantastic books she's put out that are now turned into movies. I mean, it's all about the marketing. So if you feel that you need a publicist to help you out, or if you need email lists or groups to join or different people, again, to help you, certainly get that assistance. Again, never feel like during this publishing process that you have to go at it alone, because I tell you, it can be a lonely journey if you go that route. Contact bookstores. Find out what it takes. See if you can get your book in there on consignment where you are paid after your books are sold. And if you go that route, then make sure you're using a reputable bookstore, one that's been in business a while, one that will keep you posted on how many books you have on the shelf and how many you sold, and it's cutting you a check so you can make sure that you're being paid for your product. So with all of that said, I thank you all again for tuning in to today's program. Just a reminder on how to reach me through email. My address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S. I'm also out on Facebook under Teresa Banks, and I have a MySpace page under Ellisec, myspace.com/Ellisec, and Ellisec is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. Now, coming up, I have some special guests over the next couple of weeks, some blues singers and drummer and a pianist. I tell you, it is truly going to be a treat. So as I close off today's show, I'm going to play some music by a gentleman who's scheduled to appear next week, Thursday, on November 11th, which also happens to be Veterans Day. I want to give an early salute, an early thank you, an early praise to all of our veterans and the outstanding work that they constantly do. And I truly want to just, let me just pause actually for a second and just literally give them an applause. Because our veterans truly make a sacrifice. And until you talk with them and you understand what that sacrifice is, I mean, we really don't know what they go through. And next week, November 11th, I'm just going to give that tribute on that day to our veterans and dedicate that show to them. And we're going to have Larry Hill Taylor, who's scheduled to appear. So I'm going to close off the show by playing one of his songs. It's called Hard Lock Trouble. Let me say that again because I stumbled on one of those words. Hard Luck Trouble by Larry Hill Taylor, blues singer and drummer. Enjoy the rest of your day today and your upcoming work week. I look forward to hearing from you soon. And the next segment. Take care all until then. Bye-bye.
Hey, I have been half so much blue, high like a trouble.
About my past life.
trouble. Gonna find